You are listening to Fetish Circuit, written by Allie Whipp, narrated by Jeremy Bartelt, published by Four Horsemen Publishing, Incorporated. Copyright Allie Whipp and 2021. All rights reserved. Chapter 1.
So, you like to watch, do you? Katie's voice is a low thrum, and Steve doesn't remember her sounding quite so sultry from their days together back in high school. Hell, did I ever really listen to her back then at all? Probably not.
She certainly didn't have those amazing tits when she was his partner in his science class. Those breasts are largely to blame for this meeting, that short exchange at the reunion leading to the inevitable,
"We should hang out sometime,"
to
"catch up on each other's lives."
He'd meant he could catch up on some quality time checking out her lovely shape beneath that shirt. He'd been pleasantly surprised when she accepted so readily, but happy at the chance to see her again somewhere beyond the dim lights of the special events room at the Tampa Hyatt. He likes looking at her. He likes the way she doesn't blush or look away from him, even though she must know he has spent most of the conversation marveling over the pale curve of cleavage peeking up out of her plain black button-down shirt.
Did she even have tits when I sat next to her in high school?
He doesn't remember. Maybe these are fake. Steve has certainly had his hands around several pairs that were in the last 10 years. It is a mystery he suddenly wants to solve, and he takes a moment to shift in his seat to accommodate the slight swelling in his pants. The girl knows how to dress to highlight her attributes. Her jeans are just tight enough to outline an ass in desperate need of smacking, but not tight enough to make him wonder how she is breathing in them. The shirt is blessed with a neckline low enough for him to contemplate that slow tease of cleavage again, though not as low cut as her black dress the night before had been. He tries to stare at her chest only when she isn't looking at him, which turns out to be not very often. Katie has grown bold over the years, and her gaze rarely leaves his as she speaks, almost daring his eyes to wander. So far, he has only stumbled that way twice, both times returning guiltily to her knowing smirk. The second time, she stopped what she was saying, something about college, grinned a wicked grin he had never expected to see on her face, and put one hand under his chin, tugging it down so her chest filled his entire view, while her other hand pulled down her shirt front just far enough for him to glimpse something red and satin and way too lacy to be a regular bra. Before he even registered what she had done, she had released his chin and her shirt was back in place. For a second, he wondered if he was fantasizing. But then she had followed it up with,
"So, you like to watch, do you?"
He stutters, suddenly off balance as he has not been in years.
"No."
He pauses, still looking at those demanding eyes. Then he shrugs, giving it up.
"Well, yeah."
Then he adds,
"But who doesn't, Katie? It's Catherine now. I haven't been Katie in years."
She laughs, a low purr in her throat that is definitely not part of the girl he remembers.
"Watching can be entertaining,"
the woman across from him says,
"if the show is worthwhile."
"Show?" he sputters.
"Is that what they teach you in that school of yours?"
She had told him of her latest grant-funded research at the local university, Abraxas Tasker College.
"No," she replies quite seriously. "Those kinds of shows are not academic in any way."
She pauses long enough for him to take in what she has said, then adds,
"I don't have a degree in voyeurism, after all."
"No," he agrees. "Chemistry, you said?" Her eyebrow quirks.
"You were listening."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?